Diabetes Breakthrough.
Greetings, America. Welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutritional supplementation. I'm your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I specialize in using nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your wellness, to your vitality, to your well-being, and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body and more in control of your health. You are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health issue. That's why we're here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 25 years of practicing pharmacy, I've seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes and high blood pressure, obesity, all manner of skin issues, psoriasis, acne, rosacea, eczema, dry skin, fibromyalgia, migraine, headaches, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds. Recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called miraculous. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, simply standard operating procedure, because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It is designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, and while it may seem miraculous to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than the way the body works, business as usual for the human body. If you have questions about health, nutrition, prescription drugs, if you want to get off your medicines and get on a good nutritional supplement program, we welcome your phone calls on The Bright Side at 866-582-9933. If you want to contribute to the conversation, or if you want to share a success story that you have regarding nutritional supplementation, how nutritional supplementation has helped you or your family or your loved ones, we'd love to hear from you at 866-582-9933. If you have questions about the longevity products, if you have questions about ingredients or formulations or something you may have heard about in the news, our number is 866-582-9933. You can also call Phyllis and Andy about the longevity products at 866-735-2470. Don't forget to ask them about my personal favorite longevity product, the Beyond Tangy Tangerine Multivitamin Mineral Complex Powder. You add it to water, you drink it, and it's got all your basic nutrients, vitamin A, C, D, E, K, all the B complex. It's got chondroitin and MSM. It's a cornucopia of nutrients, amino acids, minerals in their absorbable format. It tastes great. It's priced great. And it's a great way to demonstrate the power of nutritional supplementation to non-believers. The good thing, the cool thing about the human body is the more deficient it is in nutrients, the faster it will absorb nutrients. So you can get some pretty darn quick results with the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. And because it's liquid, it bypasses any digestive issue. So if you suffer from malabsorption problems or Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis or any digestive problems, you know, absorption of nutrients can be impaired. The Beyond Tangy Tangerine, because of its liquid format, is easy to absorb. Make sure you ask Phyllis and Andy about the Beyond Tangy Tangerine and all the other fine longevity products. You can get them also on my website, brightsideben.com. We've got a shopping cart up there and videos and articles. Make sure you take a look at the 8 chapters of Good Nutrition video that I did last year in Santa Cruz. I'll be back in Santa Cruz, by the way, for you guys listening on KOMY. 1340 a.m. in Santa Cruz. I'll be back in your neck of the woods next Tuesday. Next Tuesday, November 8th, at the First Congregational Church out there. I think it's on High Street, I think. I'm not sure where it is, what street it's on, actually. But it's the First Congregational Church, and we'll be doing a talk out there. 7 p.m., probably go for an hour, hour and a half, maybe 2 hours, and you'll get to ask me questions personally, and you'll get a lot of good information. I can't always give you everything I want to give out here on the radio program because of our short time frame, but when I do my presentations, we can really get down and dirty and give you a lot of good information about how to take care of your body. So that's next Tuesday, November 8th, for you guys out there in Santa Cruz or in the vicinity. All right, let's see what else I want to say here. Okay, that's it, I guess. I want to finish up our discussion on thyroid function and then move on to a couple other topics that I wanted to discuss for a while. One of the things I want to get to, hopefully later this week we'll do that. There was a study that came out last week on the flu vaccine that talked about how the flu vaccine is only effective in 59% of adults who take the shot. Now, this is something we know in pharmacy because you know, the fact of the matter is that the flu vaccine that you get is based on the flu that was out last year, not the flu that was out this year. And you know from listening to this program that the best way to protect yourself from the flu or to protect yourself from viruses in general or to protect yourself from bacteria or to protect yourself from anything is to build up your immune system. Well, now this study comes out that says only 59% of adults get benefit from the flu shot. And I thought this was real interesting given the onset of the flu season, as well as this onslaught of advertising and marketing from all those paragons of good health like Walgreens and Safeway and King Soopers and your other local grocery stores and your brilliant doctor probably who still promote the silliness about the flu vaccine. But we'll get to that later this week. I want to finish up talking about the thyroid. We've been talking about it for the last few weeks. And hopefully we'll get to finish it up today or maybe tomorrow. Some 11 million Americans suffer from a poorly functioning thyroid. Another 1 to 2 million Americans suffer from hyperthyroidism. So about 11 million people suffer from hypothyroidism. Another 1 to 2 million Americans suffer from hyperthyroidism. Synthroid, which is the most popular drug for treating hypothyroidism, low thyroid function, is always in the top 20 best-selling drugs. It's a serious problem. And by far the most common cause of all thyroid disorders, whether it's hypo, poorly functioning thyroid, or hyper, excessively functioning thyroid, by far the most common cause of all thyroid disorders is autoimmunity. That is the body attacking itself. Now, autoimmunity is probably the most significant factor in all diseases. So I want to talk a little bit about this very common, although poorly understood, medical phenomena called autoimmunity, where the body attacks itself. Autoimmunity is usually associated with a superactive or a super jumpy immune system. What typically happens in autoimmune conditions is the defense system. Your immune system is your defense department. It's the Air Force, it's the Army, it's the military. And the job of the military is not supposed to be to go to Afghanistan and Iraq. The real job of the military is supposed to be to defend the borders. And the immune system is the body's defense system. It defends your borders, your body. What typically happens when you have an autoimmune condition is you get friendly fire. The immune system, the defense system, associates a part of the body with something that should be outside of the body. It associates a part of the body with some kind of substance that typically exists outside the body. It gets confused. It gets confused between the outside world and the inside world. Under normal, healthy conditions, substances in the body, typically proteins, differentiated, somehow they're separated from chemicals or molecules that are foreign to the body. What's supposed to happen under normal conditions is when these protein molecules from outside the body get inside the body, the immune system sort of reads the structure of the protein and says enemy. It says foe. If it's familiar, no problem. If it's read as familiar, the immune system says, okay, all good. But if it reads this protein as foreign, the immune system says, red alert. And you get those noises that sound out. Wah, 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 red alert. Picture that. That's exactly what's happening from a biochemical standpoint. You get a red alert. The immune response is initiated. And the immune response is very similar to the same kind of response that a military would have if an enemy got into their borders. Instead of an Air Force, you have biochemicals. Instead of weaponry, you have chemical weaponry. But it's the same kind of thing that's happening. The immune response involves chemicals that are supposed to destroy the invader. It also involves opening up of blood vessels and opening up of lymph vessels so a defense army of cells can flow through the openings in the blood vessels and in the lymph vessels. It also can involve the production and secretion of inflammatory chemicals that can promote swelling. Inflammation is the body's attempt to quarantine and isolate the invader. It can be very helpful to think of this whole process in a cartoon-like fashion with cells squirting out destructive chemicals and other cells secreting chemicals that form a wall and still other chemicals migrate to the invader through pores that are opening up in blood vessels and tubes. And if you think about it that way, you won't be far off. And by the way, that runny nose that you get when you have hay fever, when you have a cold, or the pressure that can build up in your sinus cavity when you interact with a food allergen or with pollen is the manifestation of vessels and tubes opening up and releasing their liquids. That's why you can always tell an immune reaction or an immune response by excessive fluids, inflammation, and redness, which are the result of these vessels becoming more porous and expanded. We'll continue this discussion on the immune system and autoimmunity when we come back from our break. Our number is 866-582-9933. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back right after this. Don't go away.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crisis. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237, and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
We want to know. How do you use WebEx?
Last week, I started a meeting on my office computer. I had to go cross town for another meeting. So Mike drove, and I was able to finish my WebEx meeting using the WebEx app on my smartphone. This is how you do business.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Welcome back to The Bright Side. Nutritional pharmacist Ben Fuchs here, and we are here 5 days a week. If you like what you hear, tell your friends. 8 to 9 Pacific Time, 10 to 11 Central Time. If you want to learn more about the Youngevity products, the ones I take and the ones I recommend, call Phyllis and Andy or Nasima or Frank or Danette or Debbie at 866 735-2470. Make sure you ask them about the Beyond Tangy Tangerine Multivitamin Mineral Complex Drink. It's loaded with nutrients. It tastes great. It's only $50 a month, and it's even cheaper if you get yourself on auto ship for $10 for a $10 one-time fee. One-time $10 fee. You can get your products shipped to you on auto ship. You'll get your Tangy Tangerine every month. I think it's free shipping, and it's a lot cheaper than if you just buy them individually. You save probably 15-20%. And if you click on the Join Now link on the upper left-hand corner of the page at brightsideben.com, you can help me in my personal mission to help educate the world about the importance of nutritional supplementation, about the power of nutritional supplementation, and you can also get your Beyond Tangy Tangerine for a discounted price. So click on that Join Now link when you get to brightsideben.com, and while you're there, make sure you check out the articles and the 8 chapters of Good Nutrition video for you guys listening in Santa Cruz on KOMY, 1340 AM. I will be doing a talk in Santa Cruz, November the 8th, 7 p.m., at the First Congregational Church in Santa Cruz. And I hope we see all you guys there. Okie doke, let's see. We're finishing up talking about the thyroid and autoimmunity. By far the largest, the most important cause of thyroid disorders, whether it's hyperthyroidism or hypothyroidism, is autoimmunity, the body attacking itself. There's over 150 autoimmune diseases. There's some 80 million Americans or so who suffer from autoimmune diseases, and they got all kinds of different names, and I'm going to tell you why that doesn't matter here in a minute. But we're talking about some of the symptoms and some of the reasons we have some of these symptoms with autoimmune issues. The body attacking itself and the body's defense system being mobilized in response to something that's seen incorrectly as the enemy inside the body. And this immune response involves inflammation. It involves blood vessels and lymph vessels becoming more porous so cells can leave the blood vessels and leave the lymphatic system and kind of migrate to the area. You basically have a defense response. It's just like an invader comes into a country. The defense system, the defense department, is supposed to mobilize the Air Force and the Army all of the defense system. The defense department is supposed to mobilize. Defense department is not supposed to be going overseas to other countries, folks. That's a recent phenomena. The defense department in a country is supposed to defend the borders. Likewise with the immune system. The immune system is supposed to defend the borders. Once an immune response has been initiated, the immune system becomes sensitized. It's a smart system. It remembers things. This is so cool about how the body works. The immune system remembers the enemy. So the next time it sees the same enemy, it initiates the same response. The problem is if it becomes sensitized to, say, a thyroid or a nerve cell or a muscle cell, it will constantly be attacking that same cell. And that's what an autoimmune disease is. The immune system becomes sensitized to something that's inside the body. If those structures inside the body are similar, I should say, if those structures from a food or from outside the body are similar to structures inside the body, what can happen is the immune system is going to read that piece of food as if it, or read that organ as if it was a piece of food. It's going to read a protein in the thyroid as if it were gluten. And when you eat gluten, it's going to initiate attack on the thyroid. It gets confused between the protein structure, the chemical structure on the piece of food, and the chemical structure, the protein structure on a part of the body. And this is all based on overactivity of the immune system in conjunction with a similarity between something that you're eating or something from the outside, which usually is something that you're eating, and something inside the body. So an autoimmune disease is nothing more than a combination of two factors. It's got three parts. It's 1 + 1 = 2. One is hyperactivity of the immune system. The immune system's jumpy. Number two, similarity of structures between an organ in the body or a part of the body and something in food equals autoimmunity. Hyperactivity of the immune system plus a similarity of chemistry or chemical structure between a food or something outside the body and something inside the body, and you have autoimmunity. The main point is this. If you learn nothing else, if you remember nothing else from this discussion, the main point is this. You can't have an autoimmune reaction unless the immune system has been activated. This is so important. I'll tell you why here in a minute, but I want to really drive this home. You can't have an autoimmune disease unless something has triggered the immune system. That is your clue. That is the main thing to understand about taking care of autoimmunity. You can't have an autoimmune disease unless something has triggered the immune system. Interestingly, there's some researchers who have found, at least in the last couple of years, that this hyperactive immune response can actually be the body compensating from a poorly functioning immune system. The body's making up for some kind of defect by really cranking up the activity. But any way you look at it, autoimmunity is associated with a hyperactive, excessive, inappropriate immune response. Okay? So you got too much immunity, too active immune system. So what does all this mean from a practical standpoint? It means simply this. If you have an autoimmune disease, if you have diabetes, an autoimmune disease where the body attacks the pancreas, or if you have multiple sclerosis, which is an autoimmune disease of the body attacking the nerves, or if you have celiac disease or ulcerative colitis, which is the body attacking the intestinal system, or you have lupus, which is a grab bag autoimmune disease where the body can attack anything else, or if you have myasthenia gravis, which is the body attacking the muscles, or if you have rheumatoid arthritis, which is the body attacking the joints, and this go on and on. There's 150 of these things, folks, according to the American Autoimmune Disease Related Association. It doesn't matter what the name is. What you have, once you strip off the fancy schmancy Latin nomenclature, once you take the name away, what you're looking at is nothing more than a hyperactive immune system that is so stressed out from being overworked, it's making mistakes. And as we said many times on the Bright Side, there's only three places where you can get immune system activation. There's only three routes of entry into the body that can activate this red alert immune response. Number one, the respiratory tract. Through breathing something in, this occurs rarely. Number two, through the skin, this occurs hardly ever. And thirdly, by far and away, the large majority of immune activation leading to autoimmune disease occurs where 70% of your immune system is located, and that is through your digestive system, through something we're eating, through something that's getting into the body through food. Now, given the absolute foreign nature of the food we're eating, the hamburgers and the refined flours and the processed, boxed, bizarro, chemical-laden factory frankenfood cereals and other crap that we get at the grocery stores, is it any surprise that we would be suffering from an epidemic of immune diseases, from an epidemic of autoimmune diseases? And as far as the thyroid goes, the large majority of both hypothyroidism and hyperthyroidism is autoimmune related, which means digestive system related. And the ultimate tragedy of this whole thing is that it's so unnecessary. If you think you have a problem with your thyroid, there are wonderful thyroid nutrients to take. They're great ones to take, and we'll talk about them in a little bit. But if you have anything going on with foods or digestion of certain foods, bowel or digestive issues, the likelihood of an immune problem becomes increased, and it's going to be very difficult to get relief. We'll continue our discussion and take your phone calls as well when we come back from our break. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side.
Jason Lewis here. We talk daily about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Concerns with the economy, job loss, and natural disasters, just to name a few. Let me ask you, what are you doing to be prepared? How will you provide for your family in an emergency? Well, for my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made, freeze-dry meals that carry a 25-year shelf life, and you prepare them in minutes by simply adding water. Wise Food Storage entrees are packaged in individual metal Mylar pouches, then stored in convenient grab-and-go plastic containers for freshness and easy transport. Go to WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get free shipping on any order. Call 855-FOOD-WISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price.
You have storable food, filtered water, even shelter, but do you have a way to start a fire immediately? Now you can with InstaFire, a revolutionary, safe, simple, and versatile fire starter. InstaFire is a patented blend of volcanic rock, wood pellets, and paraffin wax that gets a fire blazing in just minutes. So just add water to your survival food and enjoy a hot meal in no time. InstaFire is self-sustaining fire and even starts right on top of snow or water or in any severe weather, even 40-mile-per-hour crosswinds. Sound incredible? It is. Check it out at InstaFire.com. A must for any preparedness kit, InstaFire easily lights with matches or flintlock lighters, is environmentally friendly, stores easy with a 30-year shelf life, is lightweight, comes in a variety of sizes, and starts at $1.25 for a single pack, or only $59.95 for a 5-gallon pail with free shipping. Go to instafire.com, spelled I-N-S-T-A-fire.com, or call 888-482-4868. That's 888-482-4868. Safe, simple, versatile. Instafire.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
We want to know. How do you use WebEx?
When I travel, I use WebEx for face-to-face meetings with clients online. We share documents and presentations, and they know, even though I'm not in the office, I'm always available to them. WebEx is awesome.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com.
Is your credit card debt out of control? Are you in over your head dealing with monthly payments? There's a powerful secret that credit card companies don't want you to know. If you have credit card debt, you have the power to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe, cutting your payments by up to half or more. That's bad news for credit card companies, but it's great news for you. And we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt and lower your payments by up to half or more. It's yours free when you call today. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and we could save you thousands. Live better, debt free. Find out how easy it is by calling for this valuable free information.
For the secret the credit card companies don't want you to know, call National Debt Relief today at 1-800-460-5733. 1-800-460-5733. This free information is available only for a limited time. Change your life. Call 1-800-460-5733 today.
Survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. And the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have the long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the brick pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug-out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP brick packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we are back on the bright side. Nutritional pharmacist Ben Fuchs here. Our number is 866-582-9933. Bill, Mike, Kellen, stay tight. We'll get to all your calls here in just a moment. Let's see. I want to remind everybody that I'll be in Santa Cruz, at least remind you guys in California, that I'm going to be in Santa Cruz next Tuesday, November 8th, at the First Congregational Church in Santa Cruz. 7 p.m. We'll probably go to 8 to 9 p.m. We'll talk all about we'll talk about everything we talk about here in the program, but just more in depth. If you want to get a little taste about what the presentations are like, go to my website, brightsideben.com, and check out the video, 8 chapters of good nutrition video that's up there. That's from a talk that I did last year in Santa Cruz, so it'll be somewhat along those lines. If you want to learn more about the longevity products, you can also click on the Join Now link at brightsideben.com. Somebody will get back to you with information about the longevity products. Of course, you can always call Phyllis and Andy or Nasima at 866-735-2470, and all our products are available at the website too, brightsideben.com. If you want to check out some of the fine longevity products, make sure you take a look at the Beyond Tangy Tangerine Multivitamin Mineral Complex Powder. All right, so let's see. Talking about the thyroid and autoimmune diseases, the ultimate tragedy of all autoimmune issues is they're so unnecessary. And I know there's great supplements you could take for the thyroid, but want to caution against allopathic nutrition. Allopathic nutrition is where you treat nutrients like you use nutrients like you're using drugs, where you take this pill for that ailment, this nutritional supplement for that ailment. And I don't like looking at the body that way. To me, it's nutritional supplementation and diet is very, very important, but correcting problems is just as important. Hypothyroidism, hyperthyroidism, both require some digestive work. The digestive component is significant in both. Celiac disease, gluten intolerance is a huge problem, and a lot of folks with thyroid problems have gluten intolerance issues and celiac disease issues. Autoimmunity, digestive problems, thyroid dysfunction are best friends. They all go together. Another lifestyle factor that's involved in autoimmunity is estrogen. That's one of the reasons why almost 80% of autoimmune patients are women, because estrogen and the estrogen component looms large when it comes to autoimmune problems. That's another reason why the standard American diet, the SAD, which is highly estrogenic, contains xenoestrogens, foreign estrogen compounds. The standard American diet is pro-autoimmunity. You got estrogen in meat, you got estrogen in milk, you got estrogen in butter, you got estrogen in water, you got estrogen in all soy products, or estrogen-like compounds, I should say, in all soy products, and this all can contribute to the estrogenic load in the body. Estrogen is perceived as a stressor in the body. Estrogen is a stress hormone. Estrogen is produced in body fat also, so the more body fat you're carrying, the more likely you are to suffer from an autoimmune disease. The hormone insulin also stimulates autoimmunity, so the higher your insulin levels, the more likely you are to suffer from autoimmunity. And the higher your insulin, the higher your insulin levels will be, the more estrogen you'll be making as well. So you see a problem here. We've medicalized a problem, which is really a lifestyle issue. Autoimmunity is really a lifestyle issue, people. Autoimmunity is a choice disease in many, many ways, yet we medicalize it. We put it in the lap of the doctors. We put it in the lap of the medical community. And guess what? The medical community are profit mongers who are feeding on our misery. They're not telling you the straight scoop. When was the last time you heard from a medical person about the digestive link or the estrogen link or the insulin link to autoimmunity? You haven't. We have an American Diabetes Association, an American Arthritis Association. We have a Jerry Lewis telethon. We got a March of Dimes. We got a Race for the Cure. And I know it's not politically correct to say these things, but somebody has to. With all of these associations, are we any healthier? No, we're not. We're sicker than ever before. The American Diabetes Association has revenues of $200 million a year. And what do we get for $200 million? Nothing. Diabetes rates are going through the roof. Can you imagine how many untold billions and billions of dollars have gone to the American Diabetes Association just to this one so-called charity since it was founded by a bunch of doctors, no less, in 1940? We don't need any more disease associations. Keep your money, lay off the pasta, period. That's all you need to know. Despite what these medical clowns are telling you about no cure and medications for life, and we'll just yank out that organ or that gland, there is a tremendous amount of leverage that we have over our autoimmune diseases, whatever they may be. And we'll continue talking about this tomorrow. Got a bunch of folks on hold. Our number is 866-582-9933. Let's go to Alabama and see what Bill has to say. What's up, Bill?
Hey, Ben.
How's it going, buddy?
Going pretty good. I talked with you 2 weeks ago today.
Okay.
Told you about two friends of mine who had cancer. And I brought up the issue that too much vitamin C may cause the cancer to spread. You did an excellent job explaining the mechanics behind why that could happen.
You're not being facetious,
I have a follow-up question.
Are you being serious?
Bill,
was that a good explanation? Did that make sense, the way I explained that? Because I thought I confused the issue, but I want to make sure that everybody understood that.
Yeah, I have a follow-up question on it, okay?
Okay, go ahead, Bill. Go ahead.
All right. You want me to say?
Yeah, go ahead.
Right. Okay. I wanted to know how much vitamin C is too much vitamin C on a daily basis for a cancer patient to take.
You know what? There's just no darn answer for that question. I can tell you people have taken 10, 20, 30,000 milligrams of vitamin C intravenously, right in the vein. So you can take huge amounts of it. How much is too much? How much is out of balance? There's no answer for that. There's no way to know. But I would certainly be taking 5,000 milligrams of it several times a day. And I would take it with other antioxidants. The exact number, there's just no way to know, Bill. Everybody's going to be different. It's going to be different at different times of your life and different times of the day and different times of the month. It's going to be different depending on what else you're eating, what else you have in your body. There's just too many variables to give you an accurate answer to that question. But what I can tell you is you need a lot more vitamin C than you think. And if you have cancer, you probably need a lot more vitamin C than you're getting. So try to get, if you're taking it orally, try to get your friend or your family, whoever it is, to take 5,000 milligrams of vitamin C. That would be about a teaspoon of the powder or about 10 of the 500 milligram tablets, maybe three times a day. Make sure you're doing it with lots of water. Your body will excrete what it doesn't use, and if there's enough water present, it'll make it easier for your body to get rid of any excess vitamin C. And then make sure you're taking the vitamin C. This is the most important part. Make sure you're taking the vitamin C with other antioxidants, with vitamin E, with alpha lipoic acid. I'd be taking 400 international units of vitamin E with the vitamin C. That's a day, 400 international units a day of vitamin E. Alpha lipoic acid is an amazingly important antioxidant, and we haven't talked about it much on the program yet, but we certainly will. It helps protect vitamin C, as vitamin E does. And you're not going to find alpha lipoic acid in generous amounts in a lot of foods, so you have to take that as a supplement. Maybe around 500 milligrams a day of alpha lipoic acid, and then try to get on, these are all to protect the vitamin C, to keep it from oxidizing and becoming pro-cancerous itself. Make sure you're getting about 200 to 400 micrograms of selenium a day. And by the way, all of these protective antioxidants have their own anti-cancer properties. So they'll not only protect the vitamin C, but they'll also protect the body. So you get multiple benefits from these supplements. 200 to 400 mcg micrograms of selenium a day. You may want to throw in about 20,000 to 30,000 international units of vitamin A a day. The whole key here, though, is you want to make sure you drink lots of water, first of all, and secondly, making sure you're taking these other antioxidants that help protect the vitamin C and keep it from being a pro-oxidant on its own. Thanks for calling, Bill. Hope I answered your question. Our number is 866-582-9933. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll get to your phone calls when we come back from our break. You're listening to The Bright Side on the Genesis Communication Network. We'll be back after this.
Hi, MZ from InfoWars team here. Are you tired of being a wage slave working for others who pay you peanuts and have little or no loyalty to you? There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Alex Jones's InfoWars team is different. We promote quality health, energy, and skincare products using brilliant personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and lifestyle. You can work this low-cost business as much or as little as you like. You define the reward level. Whether you seek a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Best of all, this is a business that you can do spending time doing what you like to do. It's an asset that is yours to sell or pass on to your heirs. Try doing that as a wage slave. Want to find out more? Shoot me an email with InfoWars team in the subject line and tell me a little about yourself. mz@infowarsteam.com. That's mz@infowarsteam.com.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits. Magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches. First aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E military.com. The main name in military supply.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vapriate e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to The Bright Side. Nutritional pharmacist Ben Fuchs here. We're here every day on the Genesis Communication Network, 8 to 9 Pacific, 10 to 11 Central Time. If you like what you hear, tell your friends. If you want to learn more about the longevity products, give Phyllis and Andy a call at 866-735-2470. We are taking your phone calls at 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. And Mike in California, what's up? What's going on there, Michael?
My best, sir. Doing my best. Question on, maintaining serenity.
Serenity?
Long ago, in a sense. Long ago, I used to buy my herbs from a guy at the swap meet. Been there a long time. He was an older guy. And if you go to Cola, supposedly it comes from somewhere off the north coast of Africa, and it's supposed to be real good for calming the nerves.
All right. Well, let's talk about the... First of all, God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change. Do you ever hear that? That's what I think of when I think of serenity.
Boy, do they keep testing me, sir.
Oh, is that right? Have you heard that serenity prayer before? God grant me the serenity.
I was a kid. They sent me into St. Catherine's Military Academy from second grade on, so yeah, I'm Catholic.
Okay, you know what I'm talking about. All right, living one day at a time, enjoying one moment at a time. That's the serenity prayer. You know, I'm kind of teasing, but I'm not really, because we give nutrition and physical well-being, sometimes we give it a lot more, we expect a lot more of it than it can deliver, because so much of how we live our lives, whether it's in terms of our physical health or mental health or emotional health, involve matters that are not physical, that involve matters that are not nutritional, as important as diet and nutrition is, and of course the mental strategies, which we don't talk about anywhere near enough, in my opinion, in our culture or on this program, really, are very, very important when it comes to things like calmness and peace of mind. However, that being said, there's some great nutritional supplements that you can take that help stabilize mood, that can keep you on an even keel, that can kind of relax you. Now, first of all, understand that when the body's stressed out, when you have any kind of stressor, whether that's a physiologic stress like a disease, or you're eating the wrong kind of food, or you have a food allergy, or some kind of autoimmune issue, or hyperactive immune response that's been going on for a long time, you're going to start pumping out stress hormones, and you're not going to feel good. You're not going to feel very serene, and you're not going to feel very calm. So working on adrenal health is very important. Working on digestive health is very important, and making sure that making sure that whatever kind of physiologic stressors are going on, mostly digestive, usually foods, are eliminated. That having been said, number one, you want to think about the B complex for all mood issues. Most of us are deficient in the B complex because the B vitamins are very quickly processed out by heat and by food processing techniques, by freezing and by drying and by just having a piece of fruit or a vegetable cut off of a tree or pulled from the bush, the B vitamins begin to degrade. So many of us are not getting enough of the B vitamins. The B vitamins can be thought of as your mood vitamins. They can be thought of as a lot of things, but one of the ways you can think of them is as mood vitamins. So the B complex is very important. I'd get on that Beyond Tangy Tangerine right away if I was concerned about serenity or calmness or peace of mind or relaxation. The Beyond Tangy Tangerine's liquid B vitamins, if you're deficient, your body will absorb them very rapidly. And the Beyond Tangy Tangerine excels in a lot for a lot of reasons, but one of the main reasons it excels is because it's got very high concentrations of all the B complex. Now, within the B complex, there's a couple that stand out as being important for mood. Niacin is very, very important for mood. Niacin has actually been used to treat social anxiety disorder, which is not exactly serenity, but there's something called Asperger's syndrome, which is one of those titled diseases, which is nothing more than nervousness or jitteriness when you're in social situations, and niacin can be used to treat that. High doses of niacin, actually niacin in the niacinamide form is a little more effective. And you want maybe 500 milligrams a day up to 1,000 milligrams a day of niacin for that. But you want to make sure that you're taking niacin in small, divided doses because niacin will open up blood vessels very fast. It's a vasodilator, which means it's great for blood pressure issues and for circulatory issues, but it can also cause a little bit of something called the niacin flush. And if you have the niacin flush, you're not going to feel so good. It's not deadly or anything, but it just feels really weird. You get tingly and hot in various parts of your body, your earlobes, your fingertips, your toes. Get real hot and kind of a tingly feeling, almost like that feeling you get when your leg falls asleep. So you don't want to take too much niacin all at once, but taken in divided doses, it's been used to treat jitteriness and anxiety problems. Another B vitamin-like substance called inositol is also very helpful for relaxation. People take inositol sometimes before they go to bed. It can help you fall asleep a little bit easier. Inositol is a B vitamin-like compound, and you probably want about 500 to 1,000 milligrams of inositol a day. Magnesium is super relaxing, and magnesium and calcium have this antagonistic relationship where if you're getting too much calcium, your magnesium levels will suffer, and most of us get way more calcium than magnesium. So you may notice that once you start taking magnesium, it's easier to relax, and again, magnesium can be taken before bed, and it can help relax you and help you fall asleep, especially if you're one of those folks that's eating a lot of dairy or getting a lot of calcium and not enough magnesium. The OsteoMag from Youngevity is a nice source of magnesium because it's a liquid form, and with minerals, it's the form of the mineral that counts as much as the mineral itself. So liquid minerals are always going to be the best way to absorb your minerals. You'll get a little bit of magnesium, by the way, in the Beyond Tangy Tangerine product. Magnesium malate, M-A-L-A-T-E, is a good form of magnesium. Magnesium aspartate, A-S-P-A-R-T-A-T, is another good form of magnesium. Then there is something called GABA, which is an amino acid-like substance. It's used as a brain chemical to help relax you, G-A-B-A, or the derivative of G-A-B-A, which is called theanine, and that's T-H-E-A-N-I-N-E, theanine. They're very similar. Theanine is kind of a derivative of GABA, and again, you can take both theanine and GABA before you go to sleep. Green tea is a wonderful source of theanine, by the way, and I don't talk anywhere near enough about green tea, but suffice it to say, green tea, which is the most popular beverage in the world, I believe, next to water, is a great, great, great way to get some good nutrition in if you like to have a little bit of caffeine. There's a little caffeine in green tea, but there's also great nutrients in there, and one of the nutrients is something called theanine, which can have a nice relaxing effect. GABA also, G-A-B-A, can be relaxing. And then last but not least, tryptophan, or its more rapidly utilized derivative, which is called 5-HTP, can also be very relaxing. 5-HTP or tryptophan, you might try both of them, see how you do. A neat thing about tryptophan is the brain will read tryptophan levels to determine whether it should be sending you out for food or not. When your tryptophan levels are low, you're going to feel like you need to go out and eat more food, especially sugar. And the more sugar you eat, the less tryptophan is going to be available to your brain, especially fruit sugar. There's an interaction between fructose and tryptophan that some 30 to 40% of Americans have, and that can rob the brain of tryptophan and make you feel more jittery and also make you feel more hungry and also make you crave sugar more. So taking tryptophan as a supplement, the amino acid tryptophan, maybe 500 milligrams a day, or perhaps the derivative of tryptophan, which is called 5-HTP. And so those are some good ideas for you. I guess, Mike, thanks so much for calling from California, Mike. Appreciate your call, and I hope it helped you out. Real quick, Helen in California, what's going on?
I have a problem with sciatica and a little bit of arthritis.
Okay. And I'm just going to cut to the chase here. You have more than a problem with sciatica and arthritis. So I could tell you what to do for the sciatica and arthritis, but as long as you have the underlying condition, you're just going to get your problem back. Sciatica and arthritis are both very similar. They're inflammatory disorders. There's inflammation going on where it shouldn't be. In the case of sciatica, it's inflammation around the nerve, the sciatic nerve. In the case of arthritis, it's inflammation in the joints. But they both have one thing in common, and that's inflammation. And usually inflammation itself has one thing in common, and that's the digestive system. So if you want some rapid relief for the sciatica and the arthritis, get yourself some of that CMO cream from Youngevity, or the CMO capsules. It's a fatty acid called acetylmyristoliate. The cream and the capsules are great for pain, both the cream and the capsules. You apply the cream to the arthritis, apply the cream to the sciatica, and it has a wonderful anti-inflammatory properties. You can also take the pills, the CM pills. Then you also want to make sure you're getting enough vitamin E, which is also anti-inflammatory. And then digestive enzymes are anti-inflammatory as well. And the digestive enzymes, Helen, will do two things for you. Number one, they'll help with the pain. And for everybody out there listening, if you have any inflammatory pain, please consider digestive enzymes because they're wonderfully anti-inflammatory and they'll also help you with your digestive system. But for you, Helen, it sounds like you probably have something going on in the digestive system as well. So I wanted to cover that a little bit longer. If you could send me an email, Helen, I'll communicate with you directly and I can help you out with your sciatica. Thanks so much. For everybody for listening, for calling, for all your letters, stay tuned for Alex Jones next. On most of these stations, I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll talk at you tomorrow again. And that's it. Stay tuned for Alex Jones. Bye for now.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.